And I just wanted to sort of mention that Dr. Judy Wood's research, and I think it proves, you know, and you know I've been quite heavily involved with this, with Dr. Wood, you know, we're now pretty certain that a directed energy weapon of some type was used to destroy the World Trade Center complex in New York.
I can buy into that, yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I just wanted your general thoughts on this, and wondered how much of the evidence that Dr. Wood has posted, you know, and what had really, you know, what did it for you, and what made you think, yeah, this is pretty scary, but this looks correct.
Oh yeah, it is scary.
Yeah. So if you just,
and
you
it's horrifying for the victims as well. Mm, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, it's horrifying. I was aware of that 9/11 was an inside job way before I, you know, met you or Judy Wood. But I only, because I had read, you know, I was in touch with all the conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
I mean, now, conspiracy theorist is one of those ugly buzzwords that are thrown to discredit those who have the common sense to figure out that, you know, evil humans tend to collude with each other, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I followed some of this alternative research, and obviously I saw the inconsistencies. At that point it was the standoff of the planes and the burnt and the passport that had survived the burning, and you know and everything. Okay, and the hijackers who turned up alive, and the debris in Shanksville that was never found, and the hole in the Pentagon that was too small for a plane, and on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I knew that. I was aware of it. Now, obviously, it was an inside job. Now, how, when, I didn't know. Now, when I met you and Judy Wood, came into contact with your work first through Frank Ferguson, this thing was taken to a second level. Because now, it wasn't just that it was an inside job. It was that it had been done probably using some perverted form of this free energy we have discussed, in other words, weaponizing this energy from the quantum flux in some way.
Yeah.
And Judy Wood really showed these scrupulously researched pictures in which very bizarre effects were shown, like toasted cars, upside-down cars, like one car upside-down, the next car okay, next car upside-down, and so forth. Paper that had survived where metal was gone. The bathtub that was there when the rest of the building was pulverized. I mean, I don't remember that much, but okay, that was something that was quite mind-boggling. And obviously the strongest argument of all. I mean, those towers went poof, as Judy Wood likes to say, and the term has to start, in 10 seconds, which is the time of free fall. Now, even if a conventional explosive had been placed, you know, to enhance the effect of the planes, if there were planes, that's another conversation, those towers, there's no way they could have come down in 10 seconds. That's free fall time. For free fall time to happen, there has to be no resistance of material there, right?
Yeah.
So what made them turn into dust, you know, so quickly? And on. So when Judy Wood had the audacity, and you pointed it out, to connect this with the work of John Hutchinson and show that these effects were so strikingly similar to what the inventor John Hutchinson has shown in his lab experiments at home. Now, he's confiscated lab home, courtesy of the Canadian government, I think. Then obviously you could add two and two together and say, okay, well, if this John Hutchinson is smeared by the professional upper S skeptics like James Ramey and so forth, blah, 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 as a clown, and, you know, or a fake, you know, like Ace Baker says, that takes the videos and whatever in his effects, but yet he's been visited by the sinister type of Los Alamos, in my suspicion, married to a vampire called John Alexander, and others who have studied his work and inspected it, you know, then what's going on? I mean, there is a double standard here, and this looks like a typical sort of very exotic, covered, unacknowledged black project that they want to keep out of public circulation, discredit all public interest in it, and keep it to the industrial military complex and weaponize it in secret. Now, it's not difficult to think that this could have been weaponized. Of course, it takes a huge amount of brutality and insensitivity to deploy them 3,000 human beings. But knowing who controls this planet and for what end, it's not far-fetched to imagine. That's another conversation. So maybe it was used on 9/11. Now, the effects on the towers seem to point to that, yes. Now, how well it does look like directed energy was the most possible form, you know.